Hayes, Yom Hay, Mez Chazv. חמש עשרה נושים פויטרוס צורוסיהם וצורוס צורוסיהם מן החליצו ומן ההיבו מצוף האוילו. מישנה שטייט, 15 נושים, דדי הרייס, פויטרוס צורוסיהם וצורוס צורוסיהם מן החליצו ומן ההיבו מצוף האוילו. We mentioned yesterday that the fact that they themselves potu meibum, this is not a chidush of the Mishnah that the arayas are potu meibum. Skona say gemore, ein es adoich eloises as yesh boi kores. The chidush of the Mishnah is that they pater the tzora. And how they pater the tzora is a gzeiras hakosuf. From velitzroi, abo from velakocho, is a gzeiras hakosuf that it paters the tzora. Das is a gzeiras hakosuf. So, Loshen HaMishneh is 15 Noshim Poitrois Tzoroseyim. Dehainu, my brother dies, he's married to my daughter, so my daughter for sure I can't do Yibum. I can't do Yibum even to the Tzoro, to the second wife. She's Poitrois Tzoroseyim. If there's one Erva in the Bais, the whole Bais becomes Potur. Gzeres HaKosuf. 15 Noshim Poitrois Tzoroseyim. The Pater the ganze Bais, the Pater the ganze Bais. And the Mishnah has not said more from that it patters the Tzora. It doesn't say if the Tzora is Osur or Muta. She doesn't need Yibum. I will explain. The Erva herself is Potum Yibum. She's an Erva, my daughter. The Tzora, Val is the Erva in the Bais, is a Gzeres HaKosuf, that it patters the Tzora. But when it patters the Tzora, what is the Pshat that it patters the Tzora? The Tzora doesn't need to do Yibum? Or more from that? Not only that she doesn't have to do Yibum, not only that the Tzora doesn't have to do Yibum, no vos, could be she's only potu mi Yibum. Is mevur in Amud Beis and Gimel Amud Aleph, mefurish in Gimel Amud Beis, that the Tzora is not only potu mi Yibum, it's also to marry her. So vay, the Gemara will ask in Gimel Amud Aleph, litni oisros Tzora sayim. Why it says poitros Tzora sayim? Litni oisrus tzoroseim. The Gemara will answer. So chameishes renoshim poitre tzoroseim, and not only that the pater the tzora, the aser the tzora. And here I want to ask you a shaila. Why the tzora becomes osur take? What is the avera to marry the tzora? What is the isur? What is the avera to marry the tzora? I understand, my daughter I'm not allowed to marry. She patters the tzora from Yibum. If there's one erva in the house, the whole house is potu. Gzeres HaKosuf that she's potu. We learn from a pasuk, litzer olam potu. She patters the tzora. Avush shteder is also. What is the isu? So it's very interesting. And Rashi is mevur keseder. The isur that the tzora has is eishesach. Well, Rashi learns the isur is eishesach. Rashi repeats it maybe 20 times in the Masechta. The isur from the tzora is the isur eishesach. Shekevon shepotro akosu. I'll read Rashi. If you want to see one Rashi that is easy to see when we're not in the sugya, Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamasri Litni Oisres, and the bigger lines, four lines. Dovade Asurasim Me'achar Sheinam Skukas LeYibum Kaime BeYisurei Shesach. The bigger lines. Litni Oisres Dovade Asurasim. Why? Me'achar Sheinam Skukas LeYibum Kaime BeYisurei Shesach. The Isur that we have is the Isurei Shesach. So lefi Rashi, the Yesod is the Erve patters the Tzoro. But what is the Isur from the Tzoro? The Isur from the Tzoro is the Isur that is called Eishesach. B'meile kaime b'Isur Eishesach. This is one way to learn. The Briskerov in Ilchis Yibum v'Chalitze learns, no. The Erve asers the Tzoro. What Isur she asers the Tzoro? She makes the Tzora a new Shem Erve. It's called, what is the Shem Erve? Tzoras Erve. Anaya Shem Erve. 15 Erves is a 16 Erve. Tzoras Erve. The Primer Godim says you get chorus on that. Chutzim Deishesach, Yuchayim Shtayim. Achas Mishum Tzoras Erve, Vachas Mishum Eishesach. The Erve asks the Tzora. Zog the Briskerov. So if someone will ask you why the Tzora is part of Meibum, not because one is the erve, the whole house becomes erve. One is the erve, the other one is the erve. And the man is the erve, she's part of the ibu. Not the first one patters the second one. The first one asers the second one. After she's also, she's the erve, the man, she patters herself. Not one patters the other. And the lashon of the achroinim, we call it the nusach of the chakira, is Rashi learns chameishes renoshim poitrois tzoroseim. B'meile de osu. The second nusach is chameishes renoshim oisros tzoroseim. So in the nusach we will use in Gans Yevomes, be'etzem will be belonging to the Akdomer, but we're starting to learn today. Shitas Rashi in Yevomes poitrois, shitas teisves will be oisros. Lefi Rashi b'meile kaime b'isur eishesach. Dehainu the tzor, the gather of the isur, we have to ask kashas, why is pesukim? To miyashev it in Seder HaGemor. And add that, if we go to Seder in Sof, Alts is there glad in Sof. So lefi Rashi, chamesh es anoshim poitros tzoroseyem. They patter the tzor. Lefi Teisves, the aser the tzor. That's what the Biskerov says. Just to be mamchish the dvorim, the Biskerov brings down a shtikel raya, is a salkedai toch in the Gemara later. What would it be if someone, not my brother, stranger, marries my daughter? And he dies. And he has another wife. I'm allowed to marry the second wife? She's a tzoras erve. No shaykhis to yibum. No mokim mitzvah. Was a hava amine? That it's also. You need a pasuk that it's muta. What is the hava amine that it's also? Lefi Rashi, what is the isur? It's no ishesach. Lefi the briskerov, it's very gishmak. The erve will answer the tzoro. Even should I be mokim mitzvah? Even if a stranger marries my daughter and he has another wife, he dies. Not only my daughter I can't marry even the tzor. Is it possible that it's mutl? It's not good either. I just wanted the klali to be misudah. We'll build it later. It's the klali from Gantz Yevomes. The klal has to be klal. So again, the firashi we call it poitrois. And lefi the briskerov, and this b'etzem will be shitas teisves chameishes renoshim oisrois tzoroseyem. The aser, the tzoro becomes a shem tzoras erve, and the mele then she's potur mitzad zich mitzad atzmo. Aber azeh he lo migein weiter. So chameishes renoshim poitrois tzoroseyem. Chameishes renoshim poitrois tzoroseyem. So the Lashon Poitras is the right Lashon. Avada, she becomes Asur in the end. Obeli Rashi, it's Asur Mimele. While the mitzvah went off, Bemele the Isur comes back. And if you don't also Nusach, she Asur the Tzoro. Bemele that Isur patters the Tzoro because the Tzoro is a Shem Erve. Anaya Erve from the Tzoras Erve. The Tzoro is Tzoro Seir. Stayed in the Mishnah in the Amud Beis explains it, that the Tzoro patters her Tzoro. What is the pshat that Tzora patters her Tzora? Dainu, my brother has married my daughter, and my brother dies, so I can't do Yibum to the daughter, and I can't do Yibum to the Tzor. The other brother married the Tzor, and now he dies. So not only that I can't marry that Tzor that was a Tzor for my daughter, I can't marry the Tzor Tzor. But that's the Mishnah. Why did Tzor patters her Tzor? Let me talk now. Why did Tzor patters her Tzor? What is the krach of the Tzor to patter the Tzor? Why she patters? What is the krach to patter? Lefi Rashi, very simple. She's a Ishesach. The Erva from Ishesach patters the Tzor. Again, the first Erva patters the first one. She became a Ishesach. Now she's marrying my brother. By Misha is a Ishesach on a heter ibum. Like Ishesach Shalom Boilom, my patters benefile. Like Ireland is patters benefile. Ishesach Mi'im, my patters benefile. This Ishesach patters the Tzor. Rashi says it, but let me just. Rashi says it in Amud Beis in Dibur HaMasril, Keshem Shetzor Asbito Ipturo. Rashi says in Amud Beis in Dibur HaMasril, Keshem Shetzor Asbito Ipturo. Bemele, the Tzor Asbito becomes a Ishesach, and Val she's a Ishesach, she patters the Tzor.
Erva's
Ishesach? So why Tzor patters her Tzor? Why Benefila Shniya Tzor patters the Tzor? The Erva from the Ishesach patters the Tzor. Ishesach can patter Tzor. Shelo Bo Elom he patters Tzor. Ishesach if Mehim he patters Tzor. Ishesach can patter Tzor. So every Tzor Tzor Be'etzem is a Tzor from the Ishesach. Lefi the Briskerov, we don't have to say that. The Tzoras Erva has a new shame Erva. And that shame Erve patters the Tzor. Not the Ishesach patters. The new shame Erve patters the Tzor. The new shame Erve patters the Tzor. Not the Tzor. The new shame Erve patters the Tzor. What? And it makes now the Tzor HaTzor becomes the Erve for the Tzor HaTzor.
And then she goes makes every
Erve. The Erve makes the Tzor HaTzor Erve, and the Tzor Erve becomes Tzor HaTzor Erve, and she goes weiter to make Tzor HaTzor Erve. Lefi Rashi, every time it's only one step. Lefi Rashi, every time it's only one step. The Erve patters the Tzor becomes the Ishesach, and we start. Shh. The Erve patters the Tzor, Lefi Rashi, and the Tzor becomes the Ishesach, and now it starts again. Ishesach patters the Tzor. The Tzor becomes the Ishesach, the Ishesach patters the Tzor. Mashenge Lefi de Briskerov, every time is a shame Tzoras Erve. The Tzor is a shame Tzoras Erve. And the Tzor is a Tzor as Tzor as Erve, Tzor as Tzor as Erve, and Chel Vaita. Shh, Gedali. Again, we could ask even if it was Kerov why we don't say that the Ishesach comes back, why the Ishesach cannot patter. These will be Kibegis kashas. These will be kashas later when we ask in the Sugyas. We are learning now a Mishnah. We're learning Pshat. Chamesh esre noshim poitres tzoroseyem v'tzoras tzoroseyem nachalitzo min ha'ibu. So we learn the Mishnah. Chamesh esre noshim poitres tzoroseyem. They patter the Tzorah. Lefi Rashi, they push it, patter the Tzorah. They steal away the mitzvah. The Mele, the Ishesach comes back. The Mele, it's also a Ishesach. But what the Erva did, she pattered the house. Lefi the Briskerov, what we'll call it Tesis later, the Erva asks the Tzorah, and because she's also, she's potter. Not that she patters the Bais. The Krach of the Erva is to ask her the Tzorah. And after she's also, the Mele, she's potter. And after she's also Bemele, she's Potu. Bemele, she's Potu. Now, how the Torah Tzora works? How the Torah Tzora works? Lefi Rashi, Poshut, it's a Yishesach. So the Yishesach could patter her Tzora. The Yishesach could patter her Tzora. Masha'enken, loy lefi Rashi. It's not the Pshat that the Yishesach patters the Tzora. The Tzora becomes Hashem Tzora Serve, and the Koyach of the Tzora Serve is to patter her Tzora. The Koyach of the Tzora Serve is to patter her Tzora.
Now they're both answering.
But the Erve asks the Tzora. The Tzora becomes the Erve that is called Tzora's Erve, and that patterns itself. Benefila Shnie, while she has that shame Tzora's Erve, that Tzora's Erve could patter weiter.
They're both pattering.
Not pattering. She answers. Not patterns.
Second.
Also answers. Answers. Answers.
If you're asking that.
Patters.
But the first step is a pattern. Once she has it in Erva's Asia, it becomes a
Erva. Right. First she patterns, then she asks.
So, 15 noshim poitros tzoroseyem, v'tzoros tzoroseyem min hachalitzo min ha'ibu. So, Rav Nochem said, as a shaila, how to read the Mishnah. The Shaila, how to read the Mishnah. The Shaila, how to read the Mishnah. Lefi Rashi, look how you read the Mishnah. 15 noshim poitrois tzoroseyem. V'tzorois tzoroseyem. No shaychus to the first elve. Lo ma'anyen oti the first elve. 15 noshim poitrois tzoroseyem. Now, tzorois tzoroseyem. Supposed to cash. Mashengel lefid briskerov. 15 noshim. Poitro tzorosayim. And they give a koyach in the tzoro to go weiter and weiter. But it's a chiddush in the 15 noshim. That the shame tzoras erve, shat tzoras erve. That you could tie it. And it ties till the tail. It's tail till the top. The Ainu, the Erve makes the Tzora to be a Tzora Serve, a Tzora Serve, a Tzora Serve, a Tzora Serve. Maybe it fails down. Kamash and the Mishnah that it doesn't fail down. It doesn't fail down. It stays with the Gantz Shoyrish. So Lefid Briskerov, the Chidush of the Mishnah is that the Erve could make a Tzora that has a Koyach to make a Tzora, that has a Koyach to make a Tzora, that has a Koyach to make a Tzora, Atz of Kaloilom. Lefid Rashi Poshet. The Erve part is the Tzora. The Tzora is a Ishesach. If the Tzora is a Yishesach, we made it a Yishesach. Pat is next. Right. Chamei Zanosh is Poitra Tzora Seyem. And Tzora is Tzora Seyem. Lefid Buskerov, it's also true that you could read it like that. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the 15 Noshim could go weiter and weiter and weiter. This is the Chiddush of the 15. This is the reason the Mishnah didn't stop in the middle. She didn't say, Chamei Poitra Tzora Seyem, V'tzora Spoitra Tzora Seyem. Because the Chiddush is that 15 Noshim could make the Tzora Serve, to make a Tzora Serve, to make a Tzora Serve, to make a Tzora Serve. Again, Avade will have to explain, Rashi is right. Sidoa Yishesach. So why you need to come to the Chiddush if the Briskerov? It's so easy to learn like Rashi. It's so glad to learn like Rashi. It's so glad to learn like Rashi that the Yishesach comes back. If there's no mitzvah lechur, the Yishesach comes back. If there's no mitzvah, the Yishesach comes back. And if Yishesach could mar, b'meile misvor it could part of the Tzor. So 15 noshim poitro tzoroseyem v'tzoros chodzeyem v'nachalitzim v'atzoif o'ilo. V'eilu hem. So the Mishnah starts. Bito yubas, bito yubas b'noi. Rashi learns this bito is not from his wife, it's from Anusosoi. So his daughter, his granddaughter. Bas ishtoi bas b'no bas bito. His wife, her daughter, and a granddaughter. Chamoisoi ve'em chamoisoi ve'em chomiv, his wife and his mother-in-law and the mother of the mother-in-law. These are the group, the first group. I will call it the first nine. How to learn a Mishnah? The first nine. So in this nine, we have the first three, the daughter, the granddaughter, that are not coming from the wife. And then we have the second six. What is the second six? A wife, daughter, granddaughter. Other, a wife, mother-in-law, a mother of a mother-in-law. So it's very interesting. The last six that we're learning now, these six, Be'etzem, is the same thing. I'm not allowed to marry two generations, right? I'm not allowed to marry two generations. I'm not allowed to marry two generations. A wife, a daughter, a granddaughter, a wife, a mother-in-law, and a grandmother. Hashem doesn't want me married to two generations. So I could have my wife, and I can't marry her daughter, or I can't marry the mother. I can't be married to two generations. This bets on the parsha of the Torah. Now it's very interesting. When you look inside the Torah, the love, if not to marry a wife, daughter, and granddaughter, is in Parshas Achrei Mois. Ve'isha, ubito, you're not allowed to marry. Parshas Achrei Mois. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ervas isha ubito lo isegale. Bas bno bas bito lo isikach. Doesn't say nothing on a mother-in-law. It only does say it doesn't marry a wife, daughter, and granddaughter. In Parshas Kedoshim, there is the punishments. Achrei Mois is the love, we read it. And Kedoshim is the Chayiv Koras. There is mentioned that if you marry a wife, a mother-in-law, or a grandmother, you Chayiv Koras. So the Torah really didn't double herself. When she written the lavim, she spoke about wife, daughter, granddaughter. When she spoke about the punishment, she spoke about wife, mother-in-law, grandmother. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs learns that Be'etzem it's one parsha. Hashem doesn't want me to marry two generations. He writes at one time, wife, daughter, granddaughter, wife, mother-in-law, grandmother. But Be'etzem don't hit two generations. The Rambam counts it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, three arayas. Isho, shin lamet zayin, shin lamet ches, shin lamet es. Isho ve'bito ve'bas bito. What's the difference? Marry wife, daughter, granddaughter. Wife, mother, mother-in-law. The same thing. So, be'etzem, I'll say it's six that is three. So I'll ask you a shayla. So how the Mishnah counts at 15? Why the Mishnah counts it as 15? If this group, these six are really three, you don't have to count them as 15. The Teretz is, and the Mishnah doesn't say Chamesh Esre Arayas, Shtei Chamesh Esre Noshi. We'll see the Teisves. But at least the Rambam will learn Chamesh Esre Noshi, not Chamesh Esre Arayas. We'll see the Teisves with Reb Lezer Moshe and the Teisves. The Behag, and the Yareim in Sefer HaMitzvahs learned at six. It's not the same three. Is one Aveire a wife, and I'm marrying under her, and is a wife, and I'm marrying on top of her. You're right that it's an idea of two generations, but it's something else. The Shaila is, if I marry the low, my marriage is the low generation, and I'm going Gilui Arayis with the top generation, or I marry the top generation, and the Gilui Arayis is with the bottom generation. So the Bahag counts it as six arayas. And the Yereim and the Behag and Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's counted like six arayas, not like three arayas. So lefi them, I just want to get to the Yevomis part. So lefi them, Einechenami, it's six. It's six, it's not three. So lefi dem einichnami, you could guess like this that it's a rayas. Lama zender Rashi. So the way we learn the first part of the Mishnah, nine arayas. Bitoi bas bno, ishtoi bas bito bas bno, and ishtoi chamoisoi em chamoisoi ve'em chomit. Zogt Rashi. 15 noshim poito tzoroseim, kediktoni seife, shimoisa achas ve'em nesu ala ochi ve'lo isho acheres ve'meis beloi bonim, Shteyem pturis. The time he olive begimore. Shteyem pturis. This is the drosh. The tzoras tzorosei matzav oilom and masnizim meforish. Chamoisoi. how Chamoisei falls to Yibum, Shemeis Bailo, Veneso Ochi Vemeis Beloiboni. So Rashi wants a Chetimtze that Chamoisei falls to Yibum, his mother-in-law. So Rashi, how the mother-in-law fell to Yibum, her husband died or divorced her, and she went and she married my brother. And now my brother dies without kids. So Meli, you have to do Yibum. Meli, you have to do Yibum. Frek de Maram, Rab Kiveyo, Uchlaner de Rivosh. Why Rashi has to have such a shver eichetimtze, how my mother-in-law falls to Yibum? Say a very posh eichetimtze. I married my niece. It's a mitzvah to marry your niece. I married my niece, and now my brother dies, so I have to do Yibum to his wife. Why Rashi is trying to find Eichetimtze? How my brother is married to my mother-in-law, so I got Eichetimtze. I had a mother-in-law. The husband died, the husband divorced her. My brother married her, I married my niece. So my brother is my brother-in-law, my father-in-law. My sister-in-law is my mother-in-law. And Bemele, now my brother dies, Bemele, I can't do Yibum. Zog de Maram, very posh. Shh. No, shh. Zog de Maram, if this is the Eichetimtze, I will never be Yibum. Because I have my wife. She's the daughter. If my brother has kids, you don't do Yibum. If my brother has kids, you don't do Yibum. Zog de Shoel and the Rivosh, this is not a problem, Bichlal. And my wife is dead also. My brother died, my wife died. So he doesn't have kids. This is a reason for Rashi. Not to write. Shh. I'm not saying chidush. I'm just saying over the Bible state. Well, it's not a shver eichetimtze. My wife died, then my brother dies. So now my brother doesn't have kids. The man I have to do yibum. So what? Anders Zogin, that it's doichak to say like this. Why it's doichak? To kill two people, it's doichak. To kill two people, it's doichak. Also my brother and also my wife. If it's my father-in-law, the case of Rashi, you don't have to kill two people. Rashi said he died, but he doesn't have to die. You could divorce also. My father-in-law divorced my mother-in-law, and now my brother married, my brother died. And this is a thing, so you have to kill two people. He have to kill one person. No. Anders Zogin. Anders Zogin, that it's another doichak. It's not mistaber that to say that kids die before the parents. The derech ha'olam, the parents die and then the kids. To be maimi eichetimtze that my wife is dead and her mother is alive. Aber mikol mekoyim, azay zog de mara. Azay zog de mara. So the Maharam says that the Eichetimtze, the Maharam says that the Eichetimtze of Rashi to say that I married my niece was bothered, because if not, you have to kill my wife also. Because if my wife is alive, it's no Eichetimtze of Yibu. Zog de Rivosh. And the Ochlaner says it Mamish Gishmak. And the Ochlaner, I saw it Mamish Klo, the words of the Ochlaner. Kivege was Mechavin to it also. Zog de Ochlaner and the Rivosh, Aposhta Teretz. Avada Rashi knows that you could say that I married my niece and my wife is dead and now my brother dies. So Bemele, I have to do Yibum because he doesn't have kids. So why Rashi didn't say such a Eichetimtze? And why Rashi had to say that my father died or divorced my mother-in-law and now she went and she married my brother and now my brother is dead? Zog de Rivosh is a Gemara later on in Daf Tzadikei, Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, and it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It says, when you marry your mother-in-law, so you chayev sreifa, v'sofu oisoy v'esheino bo'esh, you burn the husband, the boyel, and you burn the mother-in-law and the daughter. Oisoy v'esheino bo'esh. Frank the Gemara, you burn him, and the chamoisoy, but why you burn your wife? She didn't do nothing. What does Oisei Veseina Ba'esh? Oisei Veisa Ba'esh. And the Pasuk says you have to burn Oisei Veseina Ba'esh. Says Machlekes. Rabbi Akiva says, Avada, you don't burn the daughter. Oh, but the Pasuk means to say that she's only Chayev Sreife, the mother-in-law, if the daughter is alive. But if my wife is not alive, bisman she shneim kayomim, atosayref oisom. Bisman she ain't shneim kayomim, you not soyref. The chiyuv sreifa is only bisman she shneim kayomim. Bisman she ain't shneim kayomim, you don't do sreifa. So loshon haGemara is lechoved omar chamois ikibnayu. Nehide mi atokro misreifa miisurim mi atokro. So the Gemara says. The fear of Akiva is no sreifa, but sidoi isure. So Taisa says isure, Taisa in Tzadikdar and Amud Beis, Yichayev Kores, it's a lav, it's only a miut legabi the fire. Rashi and Sanhedrin in Dar and Amud Beis says that the fear of Akiva, if my wife is dead, so is no chiyuv lav and no chiyuv kores on the mother-in-law. What is the isu? Oru sheicher vim chaltantoi. It's oru. Aber mit der Parsche von der Reis, von der Chiyuv Kores und Sreife, ist nicht smart von der Parsche. Sie ist nicht smart im Ganzen von der Parsche. Sie ist Mufka von der Parsche. Sie ist Mufka von der Parsche im Ganzen. Das ist Shittas Rashi in Sanhedrin in Dalet. Sag doch, Laner, if this is the Pshat, I have a Poshta Teretz. If my wife is dead, so the chamoise is not besreifen, is not bekoros, and is not belav. So she's not a erbe, so she doesn't part it so. A poshta teretz in the Maram's kashe. What is the Maram's kashe? Let Rashi to talk that I married my niece. Ah, if I married my niece, there's no yibum. No, my wife is dead. If your wife is dead, so the chamoise is not chayv sreifen, not chayv kores. So maybe she doesn't part it so. She doesn't part it so. And the Rivosh adds, and even if it tastes that she's chayev kores, but she's not chayev sreife. The Gemara in Amud Bey says that the reason chamoise is the first one on the list because it's sreife chamura. So we talk about a chamoise that is chayev sreife. But mikol makim, the iker teretz of the Uchlaner and the iker teretz of Rav Kiva Eiger and the Rivoshes, that if the case is that I married my niece and al kochoch my niece is dead because if not, there's no parshas yibum to my mother, to my brother. B'chai Gavne, my mother-in-law is mutar leibu. Because she's not a chayev kores, she's not a chayev sreifa, she's not a chayev elav. But mele, she's mutar leibu. The Maharam nish gilant azay. The Shoyl and the Rivosh didn't learn like that. The Shoyl and the Rivosh didn't learn like that. Zog the Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, and we'll have to use it later in the Hemshech Do in the Sugi Alein, but the Vail, Tchil Asad Vorim, Zogt Rav Shach, the Shoyl and the Rivosh, the Maharam, they learn Pshat. Even that it's Mufka von Kores, and even that it's Mufka von Sreife, aber weil it has a shame Erve of Chamoisoi, Lemaskonas Asuge, after all of the Droshes, what is Poiter is not the Kores. What is Poiter is not Ein Eser Deicheleite Shiesh B'Kores. The shame Erve patters Meibum. And everyone that has a shame erve is potu miyibum. Like we have a sugi in the Yud Aleph, soito is potu, tumoksibo ke'arayes, marzik rushosi is potu, tumoksibo ke'arayes. Is a musik when you have a shame tuma, shame erve, it patters the tzor. Avada, we have to buy it always with Sitzam Achlegis Rishonim in the sugi from soito. Aber, there's a way to answer. That's Ken Zayn, that the chamoisoi, even that she doesn't have kores, she will patter. Again, Ochlaner, Rabki Ve'eger, Rivosh didn't learn like that. They learn if it doesn't have a shame kores, maybe they learn that it's bichlal nishken erve. Maybe they learn that it's bichlal or sheref im chamoiso is psa, chaitanto is stam haveire. Stam haveire. So we have two terutzim. It's two more terutzim. Don't have time to go into them. But we have two terutzim in the Vayel and Shittas Rashi. Why Chamoisoi Shemeis Bailo V'Nesoch V'Meis Beleibonim? Why Rashi didn't say that I married my niece? Why Rashi was not mind me that I married my niece? other lefidei Maharam because I have kids, and it's doichak to say that my wife is dead. Other because if my wife is dead, I'm not also bechamoisri. Lo mi mamshich the next Rashi. Ve'im chamoisri ve'im chomiv. Shteim asuris lemishum erve kedichsiv. Ervas isho ve'bito. Lo yisegale ez bnazbno ve'ez bazbito. Ve'yesh bichlal ze chamoisri ve'im chomiv kedeforesh be'ilo anisrofim. U'bito yideoche בביטוי מהנוסוסי כמיירי וכן בבס ביטוי ובס בנוי דאילו ביטוי מאישטוי היינו בס אישטוי דקייבו נכסיב אישו וביטו לא אישנו ממנו לא אישנו מאיש אחר אבל ביטוי מהנוסוסי לאלפין אלי מאוכל דאישו על ידי קידוש של משמע שהוא אישו סומקרו הכי לנף כנמפורש בגמורי so Rashi says ושתית in the Mishnah ביטוי ביטוי has to be ביטוי מהנוסוסי It can be Bas Ishtoi. Because Bas Ishtoi is already the Sefer. I will not have nine, I will only have six. So the Bitoi is not Bitoi Mi Ishtoi. Has to be Bitoi Manu Sosoi. And it's a Chiddush that you're not allowed to marry even Bitoi Manu Sosoi. But it's not Bitoi Mi Ishtoi. Why? Because Bitoi Mi Ishtoi is the Sefer. Frek da Uchlaner. No! It's Bitoi Mi Ishtoi. You know what is the Echatimza? His wife is dead. His wife is dead. If we say that Chamoisoi is only when his wife is alive, Bas Ishtoi also is only if his wife is alive. So what is Rashi's Kashe? That every Bas Ishtoi is also Bas Ishtoi, and Rashi has the answer that we're talking. Or about Ishtoi Manu Sosoi, Bitoi Manu Sosoi, say it's Bitoi Mi Ishtoi. Bitman is also you did a very was it tastes not so gishmak. Bitim ishtoi. Ah, you asking me typically mitzad bas ishtoi. The answer is we're talking leacham misas ishtoi. We're talking leacham misas ishtoi. And why we're talking leacham misas ishtoi? As Avi Chamoisoi, we said leacham misas ishtoi is no isur of Chamoisoi. L'chur the isur of ishtoi. It's totally what we said in the beginning of Shir. If we said that it's the same three, two generations, mother, daughter, mother, mother-in-law, so the same thing, the Isur of the mother-in-law is only if my wife is alive, the Isur of the daughter is only if my wife is alive. If it's six arayas and it's not one totally in each other, so then ain't a chanami, it's not a kasha. Oh, but if we will learn that it's the same three, when Azei is mefurish in the Ritvo and Daf Tzadikei, the Ritvo and Daf Tzadikei state, that lefi the Rambam, when Ishtoi is dead, there's no Isur of Bas Ishtoi. There's no Sreifa and Bas Ishtoi. Like there's no Sreifa and Chamoisoi if his wife is dead, there's no Sreifa and Bas Ishtoi. There's no Sreifa and Bas Ishtoi. Again, that's not what we answered before. If we answered before the Loike Arivosh, that Isur Elve patters, so here also we could answer that Isur Elve patters. Or Lefi the Rivosh, that we're not saying that Isur Elve patters. Lefi the Rivosh, Frek the Uchlaner, so what is Rashi's Kashe? That every Bas Ish Bitoi is also Bas Ishtoi, let Rashi the answer that she's dead. If we don't learn like the Uchlaner, we say that Hashem Elve patters, so we don't have a Kashe on Rashi. But if we learn, like the Rivosh, like Rav Gvir Eiger, that when the daughter is dead, it's no chamoisri, it's not called the erve. So it's also the bas ishtoi is not the erve. So lechur abim muchach in Rashi, that he learned like the Bahag, that it's like six different arayas. Chamoisri is a aloche. If my wife is dead, chamoisri is not also. Aber Bas Ishtoi is a different parsha. And Bas Ishtoi is a different parsha. This is one way to answer Rashi. Could be another way to answer Rashi. That varetz machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer lekamon and beplukta lo ikemayri. So Rashi didn't want to be mine with the Mishnah and the machlekes. Let me gain weiter. So this is the first nine arayas. Now we have in the Mishnah another group, three arayas, sisters, achoisoi me'imoi, Achois imoi, achois ishtoi. So the second group of the Mishnah is three sisters. Achois imoi, my sister from my mother, married to my brother. My mother's sister, and my wife's sister. So I will ask you a shayla. It's a toys, just to mechada the volume. Why doesn't say also achois imoviv? Why it doesn't say achois aviv? Why it only says achois imoi? Why it only says achois imoi? Achois ishto, I understand. The teretz is very poshut. Because you can, it's no echetimtze that your brother mina av will marry achois mina av. There's no echetimtze that achiv mina av will marry achois aviv. Only be achois mina aim. And achois imoy is a echatim so that achiv min ha'av could marry him. Be'etzem kol zeh b'toich ha'ma'aram here. Kol zeh b'toich ha'ma'aram al Rashi. But be'etzem it's poshut hazeh. So b'meile, the only echatim so in these three arayas could be achois imoy, achois imoy, v'achois ishtoy. Lo mezen de Rashi. Achois imoy, sheneso achiv Achoisi me'imoi, sheniseis le'ochiv me'aviv, umeis. V'chein achoisi imoi sheneso ochiv me'aviv, she'ein chiyuv yibum elo be'ochiv min ha'av. Lichsiv ki yesh v'achim yachdo, v'yalfin en ach v'ach m'bnei yankim mal olo min ha'av, af al pishayim min ha'em ochinam elo ishna. So the Ma'aram and Reb Nochem are oimed here that is something strange in this Rashi. Rashi came to explain what is the case of Yibum. Achois minaim or Achois imoy married my brother from the father and he dies, so I have to do Yibum. Why Rashi is Moisif? She'ein chiyuv Yibum elo v'ach minav. Well, what is Negea here in the middle of the Rashi? What is Negea here in the middle of the Rashi? She'ein chiyuv Yibum elo v'ach minav. What is the get in the middle of the Rashi? Why Rashi is adding it? So the Ma'aram says Teiris. Rashi came to gain why we're not talking that Ach Min Ahav and Ach Min Ahei married her and he died. Like what we asked before, why only these three speak an Ach Min Ahav, speak an Achois Min Ahav, Achois Oviv, that married Achois Min Ahem and he died? So Drashi is no Yibum b'chai Gavne. Only this is a Timtze. Loi Mashma. Zogt Reb Nochem, the Emes Epshat, and I'll show you a Diuk, a Shoichad. The Emes Epshat, Rashi had a Poshte Kashe. Rashi, till this Chelik in the Sugya, Rashi learned, Yibum has to be that my real brother dies. And he doesn't have kids, I have to do Yibum. What is a real brother? A full brother. A brother from the father and a brother from the mother. Who said a half a brother is Mechayev Yibum? Maybe only a full brother is Mechayev Yibum. Who said a half a brother is Mechayev Yibum? Oh, but now we have to say that I have a brother as Mechayev Yibum. Why? Who could marry my sister from my mother? Who could marry my mother's sister? Only a brother than Mina'av that is not Ach Mina'im. If it's Ach Mina'im, he can never marry her. That's where Rashi starts. Shenesa le'ochiv me'aviv. V'chein achois imoi shenesa ochiv me'aviv. It's only a half a brother. Zogt Rashi, it's enough a half a brother to do Yibum. She'ein chiyuv Yibum elo ve'ach min ha'av means not ve'loi min ha'im. Ach min ha'av, even if it's not min ha'im. Reb Nochem says, look at how it's meduyek in Rashi. The last three words. Av al pi she'ein min ha'im. She'nemar ach ve'ach min ha'akov, av al pi she'ein min ha'im. Rashi is coming to say that even that it's only a half a brother, it's a brother min ha'av and it's not a brother from the mother. Even that it's a brother min ha'av and it's not a brother from the mother, even so, is a parshas Yibum. So till now we thought maybe Yibum has to be a full brother. Aber in this sugi, al kochoch, the only way to arrange gimol the mishne, the chetimza would be that it married ach mina av shaloi mina eim. Zogt Rashi. So we have to be the Rashi. She'en chiyuv yibum ela ba'ach mina av aleim. Afilu on ma'ach mina eim. Tfilim ha'aram Rashi be'ike came to say that ach mina eim is not mechayiv yibum. Aber das de glatke, der Tirib Nochem is glat. Now let me get into the next part of the Mishnah, and don't behepza chon yevomis. We have two more chetimtzes. Now these two chetimtzes already are coming closer and closer. Eishes ochiv me'imoy, ve'eishes ochiv shaloi hoyo bo'ilomoy. Now we're going to an erve that is already touching us completely. It's eishes ach. It's eishes ach min ha'im. Or it's eishes ochiv shaloi bo'ilomoy. And even eishes ach could partu me'ibu. This is the next shlav in the Mishnah. And then it's kalosoy. She got stuck there and then. With the Gemara of Gimel, I have to explain. It's Surah Samishneh. Kalosoy is stuck there and then. Abel, now Be'etzim we have in the last group, Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy, Veishes Ochiv Shalom Ba'ilomoy. Elom is in the Rashi. Veishes Ochiv Me'imoy, look good inside the Rashi. Shemeis Veneso Ochiv Me'oviv. And we know that it's already enough. Shoisa Nochi says, look. The meis beloy boni venof lo lifne yovom ze le yovom asur aloy lefi shoy so yesh sochiv meim o itkhilo ve asur aloy oy lo mis dikhsiv ervas yesh sochiv o bedarshim pa ba al yevim toy o chicho ben min ha ve ben min ha so why she patu she's a erve what kind of erve she is yesh sach min ha so my brother married my yesh sach min ha and now he's dead. So she patters the tzor. Fregt Reb Nochem, fregt Reb Elchonon, fregt the world, is three words extra in Rashi. Lefisho yisei yishes ochiv me'imoy, ve'asur oiloy oilomis. What Rashi is coming to say here? Lefisho yishes ochiv me'imoy, ve'asur oiloy, and now she falls le'ibum, so you can't do yibum to her, and she patters the tzor. Why Rashi has to add, ve'asur oiloy oilomis? Why Rashi has to add the Asur Lo Yolomis? For what Rashi is adding it? Why Rashi is adding the Asur Lo Yolomis? Why is Rashi adding the Asur Lo Yolomis? Why have to add the Asur Lo Yolomis? So the Ashkofa Rishoyna would be, the Ashkofa Rishoyna, that it's not MS, but the Ashkofa Rishoyna would be, Rashi had a tzad, listen, Eishes Ach Min Ha'im is only also when my brother is living. When my brother is dead, she's not a real cousin, she's a fake cousin. She was married to my brother. My brother is not here anymore. Maybe I'm allowed to marry her. Maybe I'm allowed to marry? Zogt Rashi, even if your brother is dead, the Isur stays. Don't think it's so strange to say that Rashi says it. Turn on with Beis and Dibu and Kalosoi. Look in Rashi, Dibu HaMasri, Kalosoi. 20 lines on the top. The Kalosoi, Shemeis Bnoi Veneso Ochiv, Kalosoi Asur Oloi Lohi, Lom Afilu Leacham, Misas Bnoi. You're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law, even when your brother is dead. If he divorces her, for sure you're not allowed to. It's not nice, it's not shame. Oh, but even if he's dead, you're not allowed to. So, again, why Rashi says Elomis? Why Rashi came to say Elomis? Why Rashi came to say Elomis? Why Rashi came to say Elomis? So we say it was a Salkedaitoch, that after my brother is dead, the Isur disappears. This is Reb Nochem in the first. Metchilas Advarim wanted to learn like that. Why it's not MS? I will tell you for three reasons why it's not MS. First, why Rashi doesn't write it like he writes in Amud Beis? V'asur afilo achar misasochiv. Like Rashi knows how to write in Kalosoi. In Kalosoi, Rashi knows how to write it. Why Rashi doesn't know how to write it now? Hey, Beis. What is the mocha that she's also? The Gemara darshens he ba'avo yosei tia kaloso he achoy seishes he. Rashi mentions the episode in the drasha here. Third thing, who has to kill the achminayim? If the halacha would be, so be maimi the mishne that eishes ochiv meimoi divorced her, the achminayim divorced her, and she married the achminav. State in the mishne that he's dead, the achminayim. Stam Rashi wants to say it. Who asked Rashi to say it? So al kochoch Rashi is not saying it, because we don't know what Rashi is saying. So the vowel we're learning in Rashi, like the Balabatish, that Rashi came to say that it's osur even after my brother is dead, but we don't know why Rashi said it. Lomi gave me yatzom would base the next ishesochim shloim boi lomoi. Ishesochim shloim boi lomoi. What is ishesochim shloim boi lomoi? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, and then Levi is born. So Levi cannot do yibum to eishes Reuven, ki eishu achim yachdov. The machlekes in the Gemara, when he cannot do yibum. If he's born before Shimon does yibum, this is shitas Reb Shimon, and Rabbanon hold that even if he was born after Shimon he did yibum, he can't do yibum to eishes Reuven, because ki eishu achim yachdov. Rashi here is maimid in a case Reuven is dead, Levi is born after Reuven is dead, and Shimon does Yibum. Levi cannot be Meyabem Eishes Reuven that falls benefila Shnir when Shimon dies, because it's Eishes Ochiv Shloim Ba'ilomoy. Lama Zan Derashi. Veish Ochiv Shloim Ba'ilomoy kigen Reuven Shameis Beleibonim. Venoila loy ach leachar Misa v'shmoy Levi. Ve'omad Shimon v'ibim Ishtoi v'lo Yisho Acheres v'meis Beleibonim. Ve'nochlu shteim lifnei Levi. Shteim Pturois. Lefish Eishes Reuven shenesor leShimon asur leLevi v'oinesh Kores aleo. Why? Lefish Eishes Ach beKores keshar haRaish beParsha. Tchsi beKulo kikol asher yas mikol atev v'seiv nichesu mokem mitzas yibum. Shemeis beLebanim shar Rachmone. Veishes Ochiv look inside. Shelo yoyo beOilomoy shemeis koydem leDosoy leShar le. Tchsi ki Eish v'Achim yachdov. Shoyzlem yeshiv v'Achas beOilom. V'hilkach mishemeis Reuven. Nesro alevi isur oilom. Kishes ach sheyesh lo bonim. Afilo ach sheyesh lo bonim. Kach nisui ochiv shimon. Shoyso bo ilomo yasur oloi. Bishil Reuven. Ukishem sheyasur oloi. Kach tzoros ha ishe shimon al cheres asuro. Di alfinu lekamon al kol ha'ara yisroim nilo bekores shenov lufne ibum tzoroseyem ששתיהם פטורס. ואם נסו המון השקורש שמאחר שפוטרו מקוסו וגנדר אשי אוי נסו לו באיסור ישס אח שיש לבונם. Fragt Reb Nochem and Reb Elchanan again, why Rashi has to say, very simple, Reuven, Shimon and Levi. Reuven dies, Levi is born, he cannot marry Eishes Reuven. So she's a Erve. Shimon does a Yibum, Shimon dies, so she patters the Tzor of Shimon, midin Tzor as Erve. And Rashi again says, and Eishes Reuven is Asura Oil of Eilomis. Why Rashi has to say she Asura Oil of Eilomis? Why Rashi has to say that she's Asura all of Eilomis? On them, she's a Erve. Eishes Reuven is Asura and Levi. Shimon did Yibum. Now she dies. She patters the Tzor. What is this Tosefes of Rashi? She Asura all of Eilomis. This is the Or. And here we can't really answer that he meant that even that the guy is dead, Eishes Ach stays. He already said it. So what Rashi is coming to say, Ve'eishes Reuven Asuro Alevi Oilomis. Al Kolchoch, Rashi is coming to say, to answer a Shaila. What is the Shaila that Rashi is coming to answer? And both Rashis, before we explain, Rashi had a kasha. If mitzvahs yibum is doiche isur eishes ach, so what if it's Eishes Ach Shel Mi'imoi? So what if it's Eishes Ochiv Shel Ba'ilomoi? Let the mitzvahs Yibum now to be doiched that Isur Eishes Ach. And all of the Arayas, Rashi doesn't have this kasha. And all of the Arayas, the Yibum cannot be doiched the Isur Erve. Over here, what is the Isur Erve? Eishes Ochiv Shel Ba'ilomoi. What is the Isur Erve? Eishes Ochiv Mi'imoi. Isur Eishes Ach. If the shame erve is isur eishes ach, let the yibum to be doiche isur eishes ach. To explain the kasha, I want to explain it, but listen very carefully because we have to have this yisoid klo for Shabbos. Every time three brothers that everyone is alive, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does yibum. Shimon dies, Levi takes his wife. I'm asking you a shaila. How Levi could take the wife of Shimon? She's a Eishes Achiv Reuven. Every time three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon marries his wife. Shimon dies, Levi takes the same lady, right? There's the sugya here. If it's a Tzoras Elve, you can't take it. But if it's not a Tzoras Elve, Levi could do Yibum. But it's Eishes Achiv Reuven. Lat. We have to know what is the real answer. Not maybe. What is the real answer? We can say from the Kisa HaKovet. What is the real answer? Why Levi is allowed to make Yibum? She's a Eishes Achiv Reuven. So what? But now that mitzvah is done already. It's not a mitzvah. That mitzvah is done. That mitzvah is done. That mitzvah is done. So in the Welt, is a porteruze. One teretz the Welt says, after Shimon made Yibum, he was matir the Isur Eishes Achiv Reuven, and that Isur will never come back anymore. After Shimon made Yibum Teishes Reuven, that Eishes Ach disappears. Hashem has to disappear it, because Shimon doesn't want to do Averis. So Hashem raised it. It's raised. So it's clean. So it's only Eishes Shimon. But that we can't say, because the Gemara says later on, that if Shimon divorces her, was it sad that he can't take her back? What was the tzad that he can't take her back? If the Eishes Ach disappeared, so why I can't take her back? The Gemara needs a pasuk. You can't take her back. Misvara, the Gemara says you cannot. You have to have a velokcho. So that tzad is a very shvach tzad. So the Welt has three different tzadim. One tzad, it's a Gemara in Daf Yutes. Shlishi mikoyach sheini yubo. I go into the boots, keilu, to the shoes, if the second one, and what is mutter for the second one is mutter for me. I'm keilu Shimon, and Shimon has a heter, so I also have a heter. I'm Shimon, and Shimon has a heter. So what Shimon has a heter, I have a heter. But let me, I just want to come to the kasha. We just, yeah, it's about. Sheini mikach, shlishi mikach, sheini yubo. Savail. I have a mitzvah to miyabim. I'm speaking now on every normal case. 1, 2, 3, how the third person could make a yibum is pegah and the erev of the first one. Val, the middle one has a heter on the first one. I'm coming inside instead of him. We'll see later in the sugis and the Yutes. It's a very shvera agdore. We have to know when we say it and when we don't say it. This is one hesbel. We'll not go with this hesbel now. The second hesbel, the Welt says, when I meyabim Shimon, the mitzvah yibum of Reuven comes back. Reuven was making Shem to Shimon was making Shem to Reuven. It fell through. So now I have two things in one guy. I take Kehilu Eishes Shimon and I meyabim Eishes Reuven. Also very shver etzat. The glat etzat. Won't be machir b'ezra Shem and it's dorim. The glat etzat is. Mitzvahs Yibum is doiche evi isur Eishes Ach. 10 Eishes Ach, 20 Eishes Ach. I have a mitzvah, the mitzvahs Yibum is matir isur Eishes Ach. What is the difference? But let me just be my mitzvah. The mitzvahs Yibum is doiche the isur Eishes Ach. This is the glatavek. 5 Eishes Ach, 10 Eishes Ach doesn't make a difference. Aber azei, zogt Reb Elchanan, zogt Reb Nochem, Rashi ad Shver, if mitzvahs Yibum is doiche so much Eishes Ach, so why Eishes Ach if Shloi Boi Lomoi, I can't do the mitzvahs Yibum? Why Eishes Ach if Meimoi, I can't do mitzvahs Yibum? If the same thing, 1, 2, 3, I could do mitzvahs Yibum. Even that I don't have a mitzvahs Yibum on the first one. Aber it's Eishes Ach, that is in the parasha von Yibum. I could do Yibum. Eishes Ach is nitche b'mokim Yibum. If the Eishes Ach, Lemoshul, Sheini mikach shlishi, for sure you could ask this kasha. שני הנשיסך שלו בואי לא מוי. נשיסך עם אימו, you can't ask it. But why Alemol, I'm allowed to make Yibum, even that I have Eishesach from before. The Teretz is, while I'm busy in Mitzvah Yibum, doesn't bother me the Eishesach from before. Because it's mutter to my brother. All of these is Meir, they will say. Because Mitzvah Yibum, Eishesach doesn't stir. Fregt Rashi, why Shaloi Rabbi Lomoy? And maybe Eishesach Mimoy. But now we'll discuss Eishesach Shaloi Rabbi Lomoy. Fregt Rashi, why it's also? And here Rashi answered. שיקבר אסור לא יוילומיס שיקבר אסור לא יוילומיס here is a reason you can't do yibum כי כבר אסור לא יוילומיס ואל שיש כבר אסור לא יוילומיס you cannot do yibum and we have to know what Rashi answered what is the pshat in this Rashi שכיוון שאסור לא יוילומיס you cannot do yibum רב אלחנן has a hesber that is from the parsha of Nesro And the sugid of Lamed and Reb Nochem as a Hezber. Be'ez Hashem, Yom Rishon. But I want again the Fridays back. Po de Gemura.